do. The more skillful laboured, at least part of the time, at the crafts of smith or carpenter or goldsmith. All men must, at need, take up arms under their lord. The man who mattered, of whom the poet tells us most, was the great man, the king or lord or chief who lived in the hall or palace. In some ways he was absolute ruler, yet he must always respect the will of his underlords or counsellors, or his rule might abruptly end. He had great dignity and power and often enormous wealth. His great house was splendidly adorned. It might, of course, have earthen floors, and there might be cooking done on the royal hearth, but the chairs and tables and carved doors and cups were splendid beyond belief. Modern excavations have shown that the treasures of those ancient days were not exaggerated. With the greatest simplicity of life, the kings of that day combined the most costly and artistic beauty of decoration. The king's daughter might go to the well for water, but she might carry the water in a vase that would be the treasure of a modern museum. The king's work was to consult with his lords in council, to deal, as need might arise, with neighboring kingdoms, and above all, to direct his own estate. Odysseus at Ithaca and